wedding anniversary. Karen Chamath, London.
A new report on recalls of potentially deadly Takata airbag inflators shows that automakers have replaced only 43% of the faulty parts, even though the recalls have now been going on for more than 15 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, it's Monday. It's Halloween. It's holiday week is what I was trying to say. It's holiday week. It's going to be Thanksgiving this Thursday. Everybody's looking, you know, this is my favorite holiday. It really is. Thursday is my favorite holiday. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And I'm here with Bad Bob,
yeah,
the man,
good
the
morning,
myth, the legend.
Some would say myth, yes. Hey, rain today, high, 100% chance of it right now. High near 55 degrees, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour.
What kind of winds was that?
Northwest winds, yes, the coffee hasn't yet to kick in. Precipitation, 100%. Half an inch possible, a little bit, and that's going to taper off tonight. So not a lot more rain out of this storm, and in fact, it'll be all done and over with by tomorrow afternoon. Then partly sunny for your Wednesday. Thanksgiving, we'll have a 40% chance of rain, so that's off and on. Showers on Friday, so unsettled weather, but no heavy rain anticipated. Right now in Reading, we are at about 48 degrees, and this report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney have that. They give discounts to seniors and veterans, and it's that time of the year. 365-3793. They are right in the middle of all that. Okay, everybody, did you have what kind of weekend did you have, Bob?
Well, it was rather. We did the show live on Saturday, so that becomes sort of the pivot point of the weekend because Brenda had been very busy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Then, Sunday, we had all kinds of play. We're going to clean gutters, which, of course, is the annual nasty have-to-do thing, but you got to get the leaves out. When a call comes from the mother-in-law that her dog is sick. So what do you do in Siskiyou County when your dog is sick, critically ill? You go to Medford. And so, as of now, Brenda is still, she's back in Aetna. But they're going back to Medford today, which I'm a little concerned about the mountain weather. Yes, the sick dog of the mother-in-law has become suddenly everything this week of all weeks. So, yeah.
Jeez. Well,
meanwhile, I'm holding down the fort at the house trying to get ready for this week.
Yeah. Wow. Are you all going to cook here?
No, we're going to go up. This is the irony of it. If the dog would do it, would just have waited, we have to go. We're going up Wednesday to spend Thanksgiving with the mother-in-law, and we're actually not going to cook a turkey. We're going to scale down to Cornish game hens, and I'm not making that up. The wishbone is really tiny.
How are you going to split that one?
Well, there's going to be one for each person, so you get a whole bird. You know, although maybe two, because there's not much going on there, you know.
How are you going to stuff their little bellies?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. One crouton goes in.
One crouton goes in. You know, okay, now, this is scary, but I've done that stuff before, too, where you have this kind of like, you make like 20 of these Cornish chickens, Cornish game hens, you make like 20 of them, and you make all the other stuff, and then you try to get involved. With the kind of make dressing from the side. And,
yeah.
You know, it ends up, you know, you've got, I mean, how many, hey, who wants the Cornish game hen? came in leg. Whoa, yes. You know, and it's like, well, it's like nibble. It's like nibbles on it. So
the beauty of it is after you eat the drumstick, you can use it for a toothpick.
Well, here's the other good thing. Here's my good friend who went pheasant hunting for the first time in his life. And he goes, and he went out to a game ranch,
uh-huh.
and he got like eight. You know, you buy them, and you go out and you hunt with, you know, and they have dogs and all that kind of stuff. It's not a set, you know. It's not like you walk up on them and shoot them. You know, they're out flying and all this.
Yeah.
So you know, if you
they're
you know,
having a little pan
of your they get, you know, some of them get away. Anyway, so he had like, I don't know, six pheasants or something. Wants to have them for Thanksgiving. And I said, have you ever had pheasant before? And he goes, no, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. And he says, do you want some? I said, no, I think I've got a couple still in my freezer from a hunt. I went on
a
year ago. Pheasant's a
tad strong for Thanksgiving.
Okay, now, here's the thing. I said, okay, but just make sure is that all your, you know, that you check those pheasant breasts really, really close. They're going to have shot in them. And he looks at me. He goes, what? I said, shot. You know, when you shot it,
that
bird shot goes someplace. And a lot of times it'll go in deep, and you know, but I mean, it'll go through. But, you know, you'll see these dark dots in there. Sometimes it takes it'll take feathers and, you know, stick it in there. So you've got to take that, you know, and watch and tell your people when they're chewing to watch, you know, chew slowly.
Yeah,
his eyes got like as big as saucers. He goes, shot? They're shot. Yeah.
What do you think killed the bird? It didn't
die
of old age.
I didn't say that. I just said when they, you know, because what they do in these game ranches, they'll take them and they clean them. Or what they'll do is kind of like trade you out for some that's already there.
Yeah.
And so, but that's fine too. But when you clean them, the question is, if you're just breasting them out, you're pulling the breast out, there could still be some shot in there. So you have to tell people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anybody's ever been to the wild game feed?
I frankly think that's humorous when you can do that.
Anybody's ever been to the wild game feed knows that when you take the pheasant stew, you kind of pick through it to make sure that it doesn't have little extras in it, you know.
Oh, my gosh. And the old days you could bite into lead and have a chance. Now it's steel and titanium or something. So it just, you know, just wrecks your teeth. Okay. Lots of things going on this week. You know, this is going to be kind of a slow week for everybody. We're going to have some guest hosts coming in. And I will say on Thursday, we're going to do the best of. It's going to be our veteran show that we did out at Crown Motors, because I really enjoyed that show. And we had so many great veterans out there. And then we're going to do the Sheriff Pasinko show that was just on, because that ran by real fast.
Aptly
also,
named.
The Sheriff Pasinko show?
Yeah, because he used, it's not as bad as he used to be, but it was, the time was it, he'd just come in and just sort of.
Oh, no, he would say, oh, it's time for a commercial now, Carl. Come on. I'm like, yep, get me there. But, okay, the Sheriff, you know, if you look at the best of the North State, I don't know if anybody checks that out.
Best elected official.
So Baron Browning was right behind him. How about that? And Brent Weaver got honorable mention. How about that? Where was the Board of Supervisors?
Oh yeah.
They don't. Where were we? that should be their answer. Where were you?
As a longtime resident,
I do not pursue these.
It is time to pick up the county building and give it a good shake.
Well. So who were the radio personalities that were, or it just says media personalities. It didn't say radio, it just said media. And Billy and Patrick came through again for us. You know, they've been doing this for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
They are
a class act. I can't even begin to tell you all the assistance they've given, you know, they gave us at the beginning. You know, maybe things would have been different if we were neck and neck, who's one, who's two. You know, that's not going to happen. This is country music area out here, and we've got a real good, solid talk show with a lot of people listening to us, but we're not a music station.
Yeah.
What we have, though, is you listeners, and you listeners are exceptional because you all are called active listeners. And mm-hmm. why is that? It's because you will listen through the commercials to the other side.
Yeah.
When you're music stations, most of the time, not every time, most of the time, you get 4 minutes of music and 3 minutes of commercials. Something
this time
like
of year, that's about it.
I mean, that's it. I mean, I was listening the other day. I was just going out, just checking who's on the other stations and all this. And I got two songs. And literally, literally, I know how long commercials are, how many 30-second spots they were running, and then they had a minute spot. There was like 4 minutes of commercial. I just turned that one off after it hit the third minute. I said, they're going strong here. Where here you're getting 12 to 14 minutes of action.
Content.
And then you get your 3 minutes, sometimes more, depending on the time of the year. And if somebody's running for office. Okay.
Yeah.
We come back. Charlie Manson's dead. I want to talk about that. Charlie Manson, I'm not even sure if he deserves a lot of talk, but he's dead at age 83. Where do you think he would have been today if they had not caught him? We'll be right back after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank, your buddies, your friends, your neighbors. They work at Cornerstone Bank. They bank at Cornerstone Bank.
The really newest nice people.
Well, yeah. The newest branch is down at 1845 California Street. In fact, when we did Robba Stuff the Bus, we were at the main branch on South Main Street. You know, go down to Cornerstone Branch Bank. Experience how they are moving local dreams forward. And they are. They're doing a lot to support our community, our veterans. They're just doing good work. All right. Now, Charles Manson's dead at age 83. Manson wouldn't have lived to have been 43 if he had been on the outside. This man was, you know what, somebody that killed him. The only reason he lived to be 83 is because he was in jail
for all the time. I think he was went in there when he was, what, 27 or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. So, and so he's dead. Now, what happened to the other people in there? Susan King, one of the ones that went to the Tate. This was the ones for the Tate murder, Tate and LeBlanc murder, that actually had some, I mean, that were using knives and everything. Susan Atkins, dead of brain cancer in jail. Linda Kasabian. Now, this is one who was just driving the car as a lookout. She never once went inside, mm-hmm. and she turned state's evidence immediately, and that was the way that was the only way they got evidence on Manson. She put them all there in that spot. There's she's supposedly living in a trailer park near Poverty, someplace. Mm-hmm. Patricia Krenwinkel. She said, I was just tired of listening to him beg, so I started stabbing her, talking about Tate. She's in jail still. Tex Watson, he's either dead or he's still in jail.
Then there was, she wasn't caught up in the arrest. Squeaky Fromm, remember
Squeaky
her? Tried to take
died.
Out.
Yeah, she died.
Yeah, she tried to take out Bush. No, it was...
No, Squeaky, was. That's different, though. She wasn't...
She was a Manson follower.
But she wasn't in, in the killer's set there, no. And there was another one, too, that they just... didn't they just... They just paroled one woman.
Yeah, one of them.
She did not do the killings, but she was there.
It was interesting.
How the hell did she get, though?
This news story I listened to this morning was talking about, you know, well, there was sensationalism on the news, and the country was deeply divided, and yada, yada. And I'm going, hello?
Deeply divided on...
And a lot of racial tension. Of course, we're talking about the late 60s. And Manson feared... Well, not feared. He used it as a tool to whip people into a frenzy that there was a race war coming. And that was his whole shtick, was he got these rich, disenfranchised kids who'd been kicked out by their parents. And he was actually a very small individual. He only stood a little over 5 feet. He was not a big man, but he had this Hitlerian charisma to it, where he drew especially vulnerable young women into that spell.
Well, people look for things. Okay, you know, if I want to go back in these calls, look at Jim Jones.
Yep.
Jim Jones had people take cyanide poison and feed it to their kids. They believed. You know, they're coming after us, they're coming after us. We can't let them do that. Now, I understand not all of them, you know, drank the Kool-Aid that day and got away. Or they had others they were forced to drink the Kool-Aid. Scene comes from. But, again, you get people into these cults or... You know, or to things like this where they start destroying people and each other. It's scary. Because here's my question is this. What were they looking for that this guy, especially somebody like Jones and some of the other cults.
Heaven's
Gate. What is it that they're looking for that, you know, they're not finding in church, but they believe in God. But somehow it's perverted into the word of a man. Look at this guy, David Koresh.
Oh, yeah.
David Koresh down in Waco. Now, was it handled correctly? No. There's no reason all those people should have died. There's no reason that they went after him with, you know, I mean, there was no reason. Because if they wanted Koresh, you know, the sheriff said, just let me know. I've already picked him up a couple of times.
Yeah.
You know, Koresh goes for a run. Sheriff comes up. Hey, I'm going to take you into town. But they didn't do that. And this was a Janet Reno, Bill Clinton thing. And just switching over from there... To the Clinton cult.
Teflon president.
I think the Teflon's worn off. I think you're going to see, I think that people are going to turn on Bill. And why? Why do you think they're going to turn on Bill now?
Well, if you can collapse Weinstein 40 years after his alleged...
No, yeah, but his stuff was going all up until today, too. Here's why. Because Clinton can't do anything for him. Clinton has no power anymore. So
true.
Now, all of a sudden, people like the senator from New York that took Hillary's place turned, or not? Well, yeah, I guess you could say turned. She says Bill Clinton. They should have listened. They should have listened to the women, and he should have been punished. Well, of course, Hillary's camp goes, "Whoa, well, you were right there when you wanted our help." Well, yeah, but guess what? Of course, nothing new's come up on Clinton. It's just that what everybody knows, that one Juanita Broderick said he raped me, and you know people just accused her of horrible things. So, but you know, because they wanted to protect Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had sex with his intern, you know, 20-something year difference. Oh, she knew what she was doing. Did she? She was 22.
And showed it in front of
you. We're saying, you know, your brain's not, you know, whatever it is. So what if she did? So what if she did? He still did it. And then denied it.
Stood in front of a camera, stared down the United States of America, the people who elected him, and said, now you listen to me. I didn't do it.
I did not have sex with that woman, which really confused a lot of people on what his aspects of sex is. Anyway, moving on. Here's somebody else. One of our other favorite people, Joe Biden.
Gentleman Joe. Yeah.
Joe, of course, is the one that says, you hear anything outside, you just go out there with your double-barrel shotgun, you shoot a couple of times in the air, and that'll chase him away.
Get a shotgun.
Yeah, and then, of course, then the guy that did it and used the Biden defense, Joe Biden said, if I heard things out there and the people come to my house, I just walk outside and shoot my shotgun twice. Found guilty for discharging his firearm.
Not supposed to do that in city life. What goes up does come down.
You know. Okay, but here's this new one. That terrible tragedy in Texas. It could have been worse.
Yeah.
The hero that comes out of his house barefoot engages the bad guy with his own sporting rifle. Engages the bad guy and shoots him, makes him drop his rifle and chases away, and then chases him down. Biden said that guy should have never had that, should not have been able to have that gun. Not the shooter, but the hero.
Really?
When he's asked, well, he shouldn't have even been able to, shouldn't have been able to have that kind of gun too. Really, Joe? Look, Joe, he was a citizen. He was an NRA instructor. He was a patriot. He had the gun available. And he was loading up as he ran out to effect that rescue, yeah. To at least put fire on the bad guy from a distance, which is what you're supposed to do. If you can do it.
There are listeners who have stated to me, well, any restriction is against the second. No, you know, there is absolute, you know, trying to read things right down to the nth letter when it is to your advantage to do so, but let's be honest, there are people who really have no business on sharp, pointy things or stuff that goes bang.
Well, that's true. If people are crazy, people are felons. I think, you know what? You know, here's the rules. You know, you break the rules or you're not mentally competent, you shouldn't have a gun. So there. And as far as restrict, well, what do you need a tank for? I don't know. I don't think I can buy a tank. But if I think of tank as not being just a weapon, as a gun. I think of it being a mobile gun?
You never get tailgated again.
Well, I tell you what, in parking, it might be a little difficult to park because you're going to take up most of the street. How silly are people? Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about Rancho Tehama a little bit. We had this kind of, this was close to us. and yesterday, I was teaching in an advanced pistol class, in a tactical carbine class.
Mm-hmm.
And the tactical carbine class is just it's how to use, you know, it's how to use a sporting rifle today. How to reload it, how to load it, how to shoot it safely, how to do immediate action drills, and all these kind of things. And I thought back, and the example I used back to it was Texas.
Isn't it amazing that design has endured 50-plus years?
It has, and there's a reason for it. It's easy to use. It's it's easy to use. It's dependable. It's something that you can get ammunition everywhere.
Yeah.
In parts, if you had to break it down. But I want to talk about that. I want to talk about ghost guns. And, you know, because ghost guns are going to get into, you're going to get into the unfinished, the 80% finished receiver. We're going to talk about that when we get back. You know, what exactly is that? What did this guy do? Because the police did come to his house. They did take his guns that they knew about. But he had other guns. We're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. If you don't think it was a little chilly the other morning, you should have been with me. It was chilly out there.
Down standing around 34 out there overnight. Yeah.
Ooh. And the ones that can fix this our Alliance Heating and Air. If you're having a heating problem or an air conditioning problem, the only ones I let touch our HVAC systems is Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business, been in the business for over a quarter of a century. They know every make and model. They offer guarantees. They're there, Johnny on the spot. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. 7:30 in the morning, 48 degrees, going up to 55 today, and the weather rock says it's wet.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real winners, real people. Play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel prizes, or a brand new Chevy Colorado. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Chevy Colorado. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. The truck you always wanted, designed to take on every day. Let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our November to Remember Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win a brand new Chevy Colorado from Lithia Chevrolet of Redding. Final drawing Thursday, November 30th. November to Remember Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. With Carl and Bob. Good morning, by 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a little bitty chip, smaller than a dime, to cracks over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix them. Guarantees his work. Years in the business, a veteran-owned business. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to tell you I can fix it or I can't fix it. And why is this important right now? Because you get some moisture in your chip, in those little chips, and it gets really cold at night. It'll and it goes into freezing. Guess what? It'll crack. Expand and crack your windshield. Well, get those fixed before they turn into large cracks. You're not going to be disappointed. Check him out at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Because when they go to replace the whole windshield, it never goes back.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, happy Thanksgiving week to everybody. The ghost guns. Let's talk about ghost guns. The guy in Rancho Tehama, the crazy guy, had his guns taken. You know, he had a pistol taken.
Okay.
He had a pistol taken because he had these restraining orders on him. Well, it appears that he had, and now this is not for sure, but, you know, this is what they talk about in ghost guns. He builds his own gun. And essentially there's a receiver out there that's not finished. And to finish it, you need to have certain milling tools, some ways of carving out some more on the interior, carving the metal out, drilling holes in the exact positions they have to be in, the exact size, and those kind of things. Most gun shops, when they see these unfinished receivers coming in because somebody bought one, hate it because they never fit. The parts never fit correctly. You can buy receivers already. Just if you want to build your own rifle, you can buy the receiver. It's just it's got a serial number on it, and it's got a so when you buy the receiver, you've got to go through the process. You know, say they treat it like a gun. They don't treat the barrels. They don't treat the stocks. They don't treat anything else like a weapon because it's not. It's not till you put it all together. But the receiver is the bottom, is the way you start it. And everything happens in that receiver. You put in, you know, you're putting your bolt carrier group in. You got the chamber in there, the way to put the cartridge into the chamber and fire it and then extract it. It's all in there. So this is the one they call the ghost guns because you can get them and they're not registered. Mm-hmm. So then you can take it if you've got the milling capability. It and by the way, it's not illegal to do this. You can build, I think, four of them yourselves.
Yeah.
And you can sell them. I think you can sell up to four. And you're not a licensed, you know, gun dealer or anything. I imagine that'll change.
Imagine that loophole's
going away. But see, there's nothing wrong with being able to build your own rifle. I know a lot of people have done that. Because you want to have certain components in it.
I have mixed feelings. I'm against any new gun law per se. You know, enforce the existing ones. But that one where you can, under the radar, and a person who is just bug nuts enough to do stupid things might avail themselves of this.
But this isn't
ability.
Something they're going to do in a day, probably. They'd have to get all the parts and put them together. And you know what? And the parts, you know, become expensive, too. I mean, what's happening is, yeah, I see what you're saying. So was the next law going to be there are going to be no unregistered receivers, even if they're not finished? If they're an 80% finished, well, I think they've said that already. So there are no ghost guns. If you have all your guns, must be registered.
Yeah, and so like I said,
so
I have
mixed
feelings
is,
about it.
Well, here's the thing: is they're going to say, well, we want you to register those guns now. All right, but then that still doesn't stop somebody from doing it. What are they going to do? Make it illegal to build your own gun?
Yeah,
I mean,
which is a bad thing in itself.
Yeah. So, anyway, the ghost gun, that's what a ghost gun is. And you'll see people that have them, they don't have any serial numbers on them. They may have, because I don't know when this thing takes effect, where you have to have a number, you apply for a number from the government, from the California government, and then you have to have it put on your rifle.
When I hear some liberal nitwit go, well, we need now to have a conversation. Okay, let's have a conversation. If you want to say, okay, we're going to blanket take away all the guns, how are exactly you thinking of having that happen without this place becoming East Germany?
Well, you know, see, and that's the thing is they can't, you know, everybody's going to say is, oh, no more guns. Oh, there's too many guns. There's too many guns. Well, what's too many? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people have got 10 guns. Now, and they go, well, what do you need 10 guns for? Do you shoot them all? Yeah. What if you have 50 guns? Do you shoot them all? No. But, you know, some of them are collector's pieces. And, you know, and you go on and on like that. I mean, why can you have more than one car? I mean, can you drive it one time? Come on. I mean, the arguments are stupid. And the other part is that there's a, you know, there's more, you know, you talk about, oh, children. Well, there's more children killed in drowning accidents than there are from gun, you know, from a gun accident. And any one of them, of course, is tragedy. I'm not trying to downplay it, because it is a tragedy. It's one of the things we spend a lot of time on, is keeping these guns safe and keeping them away from kids, locked up. You know what? When I leave the house, if I'm leaving like for a weekend and we go for a, you know, vacation, and we have our house sitter who is, by the way, an adult and very level-headed, I still lock up. You know, I may have a shotgun or something around the house. So I just lock every one of the guns up that can shoot. You know, you get a muzzle loader. You don't usually put that one away because it's difficult to attack people with. Though now I understand they're looking at putting restrictions on muzzle loaders.
In the United States in 2016, vehicle traffic deaths. Every day, most of us go out and get in the car. 37,461 motor vehicle traffic deaths in that year. If we had, and we freak out about...
Every year.
It peaked around the 2000s with over 40,000 deaths.
Well,
if that was any other thing, the outcry would be amazing. But everybody wants to drive, so it kind of gets shuffled to the side. Oh, it's not going to happen to me.
Okay. As you all know, and I've been getting a lot of heat over this, as I should. What happens when you leave your car unlocked and actually leave your wallet inside the car, which is, first of all, you've compounded a stupid act by a stupider act, as I did. So I've been trying to reclaim things. So what do I reclaim? The first thing I got was the guy across the street gave me a wallet. That was nice. But I had nothing in it. I said, look, I have nothing in my wallet. So Linda gave me $5.
Aww.
I went, thank you, Linda. Linda gave me money. She gave me $5. And the next thing was...
The Bank of Linda.
I got my concealed carry permit, and also
priority.
And also have my harassment. I got my dose of harassment from not only the sheriff but the undersheriff Eric, and the girl behind the counter there. She said, "Oh, did I have your driver's license? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was stolen." I'm like, "Thank you very much." You know, because what can you do? It's like you've been caught, you've done something wrong, and just take it. Just take it. I don't care. Hit me. So then that was on the Thursday.
Well, there's a lot of
it
there, but
that wasn't on Thursday. That was earlier. So then I get my cards back. Five Star Bank, man, they are right there. They've got it. Bank of Commerce, they're there. But I still need the big enchilada. I need a driver's license and my ID card, military ID card. So down the Beale we go on Friday after the show. We drive down there. First of all, if you've never been to Beale, many of you have, many of you haven't, it's in the middle of nowhere. You're not sure where you're at, and your GPS will just run you in circles unless you know if you got to put Doolittle Road in it. That's all you need to put, Doolittle Road. It'll take you there. And then the young man there that checked my passport, because that's the only ID I had, and Linda's, he says, they need two forms of ID, sir, you know, to get you an ID card as well. I'll try and talk my way through. Get there. And this guy with a camouflage hat, baseball cap, I thought maybe he was cleaning the place because he was kind of like walking around up back there. And I walk up in there, and there's nobody there. And he says, oh, you have to sign in. So I signed in, and he is just as we're sitting down, he looks over and he says, you're next, Colonel. And I get up. We go over, and it's him. We were in and out of there. It was painless. He was funny as heck. And then we went to the DMV at 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Bum, ba-dum, bum.
In Yuba City. Let me say this. The place was filled. It was filled. Totally filled. We found seats. I'm standing up for a while and then found seats. And
now
I watched...
serving.
Yeah,
number
now serving. Mine was G-144. And it was like G-120 when I looked at it. When I first started, I went, oh, this could be a long day. And the girl said, no, you'll be out here an hour and 10 minutes. Sure enough... At like 4:15, G 144. And I go back to the guy, and he's very pleasant. This is a Friday afternoon, and people are just, there was no loudness. Nobody was upset. I mean, people may have been upset, but there was nobody screaming, pushing, shouting. And he goes, and I filled it out, gave him my $10, wherever it is, to replace the lights, because they're just going to, they're just going to send it. You can't make any changes on it. They're just going to change, send it to you.
Print a new one.
Print you a new one, and he gives you that. And I said, wow, it's really calm here. Everybody seems to be in a good mood. He said, oh, you should have been here Monday. Mm-hmm. He says, angry people here. So, and on the trip home.
Yep.
Oh, well, that was it. So it was relatively painless both ways.
Well, any of us who, after 2020, plan on flying on airplanes have to get a new California driver license ID that complies with federal real ID requirements, because as it stands, the California driver's license does not meet that standard.
Why?
It lacks certain security features. It's too easy to fake and things like that. So
it's hard to tell if you're a citizen or not.
Right. Yeah, so... there are a set of standards, and the DMV is suggesting that people sort of start thinking about queuing up and getting a new one now, because they don't want, in November of 2019, all of a sudden the place is full of people going, oh my God, I got to fly next week and I can't get on the plane. But you know it'll be like that. Because we love to procrastinate.
There's going to be all types of weird things. Anyway. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. They've newly remodeled, but they still have the great customer service, the great spirit they have down there, and, of course, that walk-in humidor that is just a gangbuster. I don't know what's happening with me this morning, but I'm having a little problem, speaking.
There are frogs in the pond.
Frogs in a pond today, but you're not going to find frogs in a pond at Tobacco and Brew. Like I said, open 7 days a week. Gosh, it's been there for over 30 years. Does a tremendous amount for our community. If you're looking for donations or ways of helping veterans, Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back.
We're Billy and Patrick for Kia's Light Up the Holidays sales event. We both own Kias and we love them.
Light up your holidays and make no payments until after the new year on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup.
Great deals are waiting for you right now in the 2018 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017. With available 7-passenger seating and all-wheel drive, Kia Sorento sets the bar a little higher.
The 2017 Kia Niro Hybrid is the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality. The fuel economy is outstanding, and like all Kia, it's backed by America's best warranty.
Test drive a 2018 all-wheel drive Kia Sportage, the SUV that can tackle the toughest roads with confidence. It's a KBB Best Buy.
And the 2018 Kia Soul is ready to light up your holidays, too. Kia Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality in 2017.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every new Kia purchase.
Redding Kia. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Redding is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Redding is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Redding, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Redding. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Redding.
Everyone's looking for more out of life. But what exactly does more mean, and how and where do we find it? At Shasta College, more is whatever you want it to be. More degree and career options in virtually any field imaginable, from business and technology to healthcare, liberal arts, and beyond. More opportunities. The evolving economy requires well-trained, tech-savvy employees, and salaries are growing as fast as demand. Finally, there's more support. Shasta College is more than just a community college. College. It's a living, breathing academic community where every student has the chance to connect, be inspired, and achieve their career and life goals. A new semester starts soon at Shasta College, and there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu to browse classes, apply, and register before classes start filling up. There's more for you at Shasta this semester. Come see what we're all about. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on this wonderful Monday morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town. It's getting close to Christmas there, guys. Don't wait till that last minute. They've got so much great stuff in there. Rebecca and Henry, totally honest. They can do everything at that store, from watch repair to jewelry design to making it, getting gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Franken, Al Franken, it's going down here, heel quick. A woman accuses Franken of groping during a photo op. People are starting already talking about replacing him with this gent who is out of Minnesota, who is a Muslim. He's, I think, he'd be appointed, but I think in the Senate. But anyway, I think Al Franken's toast.
How far is this? Is this becoming a weapon of mass destruction?
It is. It is, because it's just a start. I mean, first, you know, well, it's not even just a start. There's people that resigned. They've lost their jobs. How many people do you think you haven't even heard of that this has hit, and they've just said, you know what, that's it. I'm out of here, because I'm out of here. I'm toast. They had this one guy. He said, hey, look, let me tell you about my sexual past. And he bragged about it. He said, as far as I was married, I've dated beautiful women, blah, 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 blah. And he said, it's just the way it was. And then he since has deleted that Facebook post. Facebook, the way of being stupid in front of millions of people.
Oh, yeah.
Without even knowing them. Marshawn Lynch. From the, I think he's from the Oakland Raiders. Yeah, Raiders. They played down in Mexico. He sat during the American anthem.
Yeah.
And he stood during the Mexican anthem.
Nice.
Yeah. I think, you know, and there's this new, there's this new country single that's just jumping up the charts. It says, yeah, kneel for, and see, kneel during the anthem, my aunt. So, anyway, that's kind of interesting, too, on this, how people are handling this. But this thing with the sex thing is it's finishing, guys. It should be finished. And you know what? Frankly, this has been 40 years ago, you know, and I heard girls talking about this, women talking about this.
My wife says about time, because she was a kind of a pioneer in her field, you know, often the only woman in an office, and she put up with a lot of nonsense. She was strong enough to say, no, you're not going to do that. If you do it again, I will, you know, I'll have them in a box, and the perps would back down because the federal laws were changing to the, and that's why she went into the federal workforce instead of the private sector, because she had those protections.
Well, I think there's other things too. Also, is that women? What we were discussing, so this was 50 years ago.
You look at
the things were different. The rules were different, and were they ever really different? Was it ever okay to molest a woman? Absolutely not. Was it ever okay to force yourself onto a woman? No. I mean, those rules were there, but guys are going to try, and girls are going to stop them. I mean, how many times in high school were you, you know, were you kissing a girl and you kind of like your hands start to move up her side and she nails you with the elbow and holds you. You couldn't, you know, you can't move your hand, and nor do you feel it for like a week later.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, you know, hey, look, you know, I'm handling this, but it's, it has, at this point, if I was a young man, if I was in college and all this, I'd have, you know what, there's got to be some things I got to get straight about if you're going to date and where this date's going to. I mean, is it okay to kiss? Is it okay for me to move in and want to kiss you? Is it okay to hug and all those things, those kind of things? It's that that's important. We have somebody on the line. Ranger Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well,
no, but I need you to check who's
out. Went on my way to work, but yeah, it's good. Hey, you hit the nail on the head. It was different. Okay, some time ago, you and I served in the South, Southeast. Things were different. 10 years ago, 50 years ago, whatever. But you know what? People in the military would go to Georgia because they could legally get married at age 16. I had a young man who had a 15-year-old wife from Ohio who already had two children.
Uh-huh.
They were in the union. I mean, it was just a little bit different then. I'm not saying I agree with what you're saying. You don't force yourself on anybody, either sex. But
yeah. But things were different. But things were different, and it seemed like, you know, maybe it wasn't so much in your face and all that. So
yeah.
You know, but the other thing too is, right, you didn't force yourself anybody, but, you know, now, it appears that, you know, I was sexually harassed or I'm being harassed, and what exactly is this? Well, you know, you've been working for the government. They gave you those classes all the time, right?
Well, in the military. Yeah, as a matter of fact,
you should have been getting them.
We had to give rape, prevention classes and all that other stuff. Now, I will tell you this, I had to give, I had females. And I think I had 220 of them in basic training. And I had to, one of the course curriculum was, you know, if this is a sensitive subject, you know, you can raise your hand and or lead, and I will get with you individually. Guess what? Half of them raised their hand, and I had to counsel them individually out of the 220. That was 1988. Yeah.
No, I'm laughing not because of that. I could just imagine you doing that.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it was. I was taken aback. I just never. I guess maybe I was a little naive thinking that this stuff really happened. But these girls all had legitimate things. And,
well, they do. You know what?
And
here's the other thing too. They had this. They had this thing that went around across on Facebook. Said me too. You know, have you ever been sexually harassed or touched or molested? How many women? I mean, I've there's been so many. Yes, I have been. Yes, I've been touched inappropriately several times. Yes, I have been raped. Yes, I have had men touch me with that, you know, and I'm telling them to stop and they still continue. Yes, I mean, there's just so many of them. I mean, you know, it was, and then you think about it and you think, well, am I one of the bad guys here? Did I do something? You know, I'm out with her, you know, if you're out on a date and you know, you grab her derriere, that's wrong, you know, even if you're there in a situation where you two are kissing and all this and you do that, I mean, if that's not what she wants and if she says no, then, you know, stop, but you've already gone there. It's just tough nowadays.
But you know, let me shift gears a little bit. Right now in France, there's a referendum to lower the age of consent to 13.
Whoa.
For young, 13. And guess what? 4 years ago, there was a study by a Scandinavian sociology professor, which was sponsored by the state, that the age of consent should be age of 7.
What?
Yep.
No, I don't. You know what? Yeah, you know what? And you can get studies like that. But the age of 13, I wonder if that has anything to do with the high rate of or the number of transients they have there, or people that have come there from other countries,
other cultures,
other
yeah.
cultures.
Well, and you
and
know,
if you think about it, because you know,
I know it's
immigrants.
Sensitive a subject to discuss on your radio program, but I know where you're going at with this. And, spare everybody this morning, but I know what you're saying.
Well, I don't know. Is that one of the reasons? It's
well,
going to be, it'd be interesting.
The other thing is the homosexual lobby.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
He's talking about the gay lobby. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the gay lobby.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got to run, baby. Hey,
yeah.
Ranger Rick, have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Yeah, we got to run here. Yeah, we're going to have the news and come back. Bill Casparino. SSTY.
We have ventured out well onto the ice this hour.
We have the ice is still thick though. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, KCNR, Shasta Redding. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled. Check them out.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As the debate over sexual misconduct allegations against Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore rages on, President Trump pretty much holding his tongue.
It's a conundrum for the president.
He doesn't know who to believe.
White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney on NBC's Meet the Press. Legislative Affairs Chief Mark Short tells ABC's This Week the president wonders about decades-old allegations coming out a month before the election. At the same time,
we are uncomfortable with the explanations that Roy Moore has given to date.
So is GOP Senator Susan Collins.
I did not find him to be credible.
The White House says the president wants Alabamans to decide Moore's fate. Collins says she hopes they don't let him join her in the Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Cult leader Charles Manson has died. He directed his followers to kill actress Sharon Tate and six others in Los Angeles. In 1969, reporter Linda Deutsch covered the Manson trial.
Manson was very gifted in choosing his followers. He chose very young, vulnerable people. Some of them were teenagers. He would pick up kids along the way who were strays, basically. They had either been on drugs or they had been kicked out by their families or they were having emotional problems, whatever.
And a prosecutor says we should pause to remember Manson's victims on this day. The demolition crews up early this morning in Atlanta. Using almost 5,000 pounds of explosives, they reduced the 25-year-old Georgia Dome to rubble in less than 20 seconds. A big hotel is to rise on the site. Right next door, the $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium already stands. Wall Street, the Dow's up 80 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, the world's oldest head of state at 93, is still resisting calls to step down, but those calls are growing louder. Now the country's influential war veterans organization says Mugabe has to go.
They've been opposed to Mugabe for a while now and saying that he needs to resign very quickly. Their leader, Chris Muchangwa, saying that Mr. Mugabe is toast and saying that people should come back out onto the streets on Wednesday to demonstrate against him as they did on Saturday. And also this deadline that's been set by ZANU-PF, the ruling party who sacked Mr. Mugabe as its leader yesterday. The deadline is that if he doesn't resign by midday Zimbabwe time, then the impeachment process against him will begin.
That's the BBC's Ben Brown. Kenya's Supreme Court upholding President Kenyatta's re-election in a repeat vote. News and analysis, townhall.com. Martin Truex Jr. earning his first NASCAR Cup championship with his eighth win of the season.
For Martin Truex Jr., eight was enough to secure him the 2017 NASCAR Cup Series championship as he edged out Kyle Busch for the win at Homestead Miami Speedway. With seven wins going into the final race of the season, Truex, driving the number 78 car, led 78 laps and secured his first ever championship. Busch thought he had the fastest car on the long run, but in the end came up just 68 one-hundredths of a second short. Kyle Larson finished third, with Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott rounding out the top five. Fan favorite Dale Earnhardt Jr. ended his Cup Series career with a disappointing 25th place. Jerry Jordan, Homestead, Florida.
President Trump says he should have left three UCLA basketball players who'd been accused of shoplifting in China in jail. The president's tweet comes after the father of one of those players downplayed Mr. Trump's involvement in winning the players' release. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, brought to you by so many people in this town. Good morning. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of November. It's holiday week. It's Thanksgiving week. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's with me here, getting ready to lay the weather on us.
100% chance of rain today. The streets are slick, so drive accordingly. We have rain and fog throughout the area, so less than optimum visibility. Only going to get about half an inch out of this system, though. The rain will taper off this evening. We will see showers throughout the rest of your Thanksgiving week. Partly sunny on Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Right now in Reading, 48 degrees. Last I checked, and I'm going to have to get an update on this, Shasta Lake about 50 feet from the top of the dam. It's starting to come back up with these recent rains. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Owned and operated by Chuck and Judy Kinney, a local business down in Anderson, California. They discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? Use this opportunity, this holiday season. I don't want to be maudlin or you know, sounding negative about it, but a lot of people are going to see their folks for the first time in a long time or first time in a year because, you know, you just travel and all that. When you get there, look at your folks' house, especially if they're getting older. See if it looks like some things aren't happening around the house, like the cleanliness has gone down. What about the way they can move around? Because a lot of times on the phones, they're sounding good and, you know, and all this, but take a good look. And if you need some advice, if you need to talk to somebody about this, you call Sharon Clark at Home Helpers, because I tell you what, Sharon Clark and her people give a quality, compassionate in-home care to people, whether it's short-term or long-term. But she is always available to talk to about the situation or the way that your parents are or how they are. That's Home Helpers. Give them a call, 226-8350. Let's go to Rally Sally.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you so much. Tonight, we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving and what it took for our pilgrim families to get here. And it's going to be a monumental meeting. So I encourage everybody to come out. We're going to be talking about what made America great to begin with and what we need to do to restore it to greatness. So I think it will be quite a monumental meeting. It starts at 6 o'clock. And it's at 3276 Bocelli Lane in the Eagle's Nest Church there. And as always, we will be having our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. So come on out and get involved.
You know what you ought to do, Sally?
Yeah.
You ought to have a turkey raffle tonight.
A what?
A turkey raffle. Go down and pick up a turkey.
How would we do that?
Well, you just go in and everybody that comes in gets a ticket. And the door prize is a turkey.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Well, we could do that, although it's a little bit late for that.
No, it's not. You could get people, you know, you could get a defrosted turkey and put it in a cooler and just say anybody that comes in tonight gets a ticket, you know, and then at the end of the night have one of your stalwart people there just reach in and pull a ticket out and you go home with a turkey.
Yeah, give them the bird.
Give them the bird.
Wow, I think that's a great idea.
Well, because you know what? You don't have to do it, but it's kind of a nice surprise for everybody that shows up.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you for the suggestion, Carl.
Yes, and I know. And don't tell me where to stuff the turkey later, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, bye.
On Thanksgiving, don't eat bread. Stuff it up a turkey. Eat the bird. A fourth grader came in and sang that to me one day, and I just looked at her and went, is this what you learn in school? Yes. I said, okay, cool.
Meanwhile,
back, I'm here with Bill Gasparino, who's trying to get out of the office, out of the studios. We have locked him in here, so he can't get out. He's come in bearing gifts. We all have hats and box cutters.
Sharp things,
which he should never give to the staff here. I should have warned you about that. Now I've got to take it away from him because he's got it already in his pocket. Because you never can tell on those days, Bill. But, oh, no, Bill comes in. Beautiful hats, by the way. And he gives with these box cutters. And I'm like, oh, no. My guys have now got box cutters. Now I'm going to have workers' comp cases because they've cut themselves by accident.
I can take those back with me if you'd like. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Bill Gasparino.
Good morning.
SST Oil, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, what are you going to be doing this Thanksgiving?
I'm going to spend it with family.
Good.
Right where we should. Going to go to Shingletown, California, and visit the in-laws and my daughter and grandkid, one on the way. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're staying right here in town.
Well, that's cool. That's great. You know what? This is my favorite holiday, is Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's something that, and I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because you don't have the stress of the of presents and all this other stuff that goes along with the kids. Because, you know.
About the people, not the stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's all about people, which I think is one of the reasons it's the most traveled holiday in America, and it just keeps growing every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you want to, I think it's, you see, it's a way of kind of reaffirming some things, you know?
Sure, absolutely. We need to get back to family, get back to our roots, get back to, the things that made our country great, actually, with family. And it'll be a good time for all. You should spend a lot of time with your family and friends.
I think that when we started losing the nuclear family. And I'm not trying to lay blame on anybody, but you started, you know, wives started working, mothers started working. I was fortunate coming up when I did that, having, you know, my mom stayed at home, was a stay at home mom. My daughter was a stay at home mom. They sacrificed, my son and daughter, sacrificed so she could stay home until the kids got into school. Then she went on to get her nursing degree, and now, you know, of course, the kids are, you know, 15 and 12. So, and go to school and all this. But we used to be able to do that in our country, but that has slowly or quickly disappeared. So many people or families are working in two jobs.
Yeah, the core, the family core has been broken, if you ask me. It really has. A lot of broken families, broken marriages. Seems to be very disposable today, people, relationships. And we need to get back to just some more civility with one another, not only in our own families, but actually civil discourse in general with each other. It could start very small, very basic steps.
Well, you know what? We need to talk about that when we come back as civil discourse, because there's so many other things. Because I believe part of this things with these shootings, which, by the way, my friends, are working their way north. If you've been watching this, they're working their way north. Now they're in Rancho Tehama. I can't help but think that we have been just blessed, knock on wood, thank you, God, for not having an incident up here. I think, though, is that this is something that we – I know that the police and the sheriff and the in emergency aspects of our community are prepared for. If you, you know, if you get a chance to sit down and talk with them, or, you know, and find out what their prep is. But sometimes it's just go to the scene and, you know, and go to the sound of the gun, which is so unfortunate. But I think so much of this comes from an animosity we have with each other and with that loss of being able to talk to somebody. Now, you know, there's and all of a sudden it turns into this guy that, you know, picks up a gun and kills his wife and then goes to a school. Anyway, we're going to take a break. But, you know, it's funny we're talking about this. Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing us this portion of the show. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. They teach classes, of course, on CCW, but on so many others. The private classes, business, they offer team building classes for businesses. They offer shooting days for businesses and groups of people that just want to go out and learn how to shoot. They also offer advanced pistol class, which went yesterday, and also the tactical carbine class, which also was taught yesterday. Those are only taught a couple times a year, but they're great classes, and it's something else that Northern Firearms Instruction offers. Check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with my co-host guest, Bill Casparino.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Riverfront Playhouse has been the North State's community theater since 1981, and you are invited to join us on stage. Open auditions are being held November 19th and 20th at 6 p.m. for the play Man from Earth, written by Jerome Bixby, television writer for such classics as Star Trek and The Twilight Zone, directed by theater veterans Daryl Alvey and Spencer Deardorff. Join us November 19th and 20th at 6 p.m. at Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress, Reading. For more information, visit us on the web at riverfrontplayhouse.net.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I thought there was more to this.
Oh, it kind of built
okay,
up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I thought it was going to be like some girls singing, da-da-da, heart of glass. Anyway, okay.
You don't remember the safety dance?
The safety dance. You know what? You should have seen me dancing at the Marine Corps Ball. I showed you a safety dance out there. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 20th of November on holiday week. My favorite week of the year is Thanksgiving. It's 48 degrees going up to 55 today. Now it's going to be raining today. It's going to be clearing up, though, the rest of the week. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security. Now, if I was during this time frame, if I had a business, I would be on the phone with North State Security at 243-0295. I would go into there, talk to them. I want that special package where you're going to have somebody on my site in under 9 minutes. They've got teams set up just for that. Because people are going to come in, they're going to try and do it. They're shoplifting, they're coming in, they're bothering you. You can get somebody there and have them moved. How about at night, having some of their people out there watching what's going on or on the move? They've got more people on the road than the police and the sheriff do. Think about that. Over 200 officers, 200 clients. They're out there on the move all the time. North State Security, an ounce of security. Since 1968. And speaking of another business that's been around here for a long time, I've got Bill Casparino with me from SST Oil. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but you know, the other reasons is that Bill and I talk about a lot of different things and that affect our community. And I love having a businessman on here who is part of a group of businesses. Not that they're joined at the hip, but so many other businesses that are successful businesses, they're like below the radar. Because you do your job, you do it quietly. You don't see, you know, you see your trucks out there everywhere, just like a lot of other businesses. And we're going to talk about how all these businesses now are starting to think, are starting to say, it's time to stand up here and start taking a little more action.
Yeah, I, for one, just love this community. I love Reading. It's worth fighting for. It's worth cleaning the streets of undesirables. Not that we should take matters into our own hands, but we need to be vigilant about these things. And this active shooter situation, it seems to be more prevalent, and it is, Carl, is getting a lot closer to home.
You know, I've noticed how it started down in Southern California. Well, you know what? I can say it started anywhere, except we up here in Northern California, and I'll say north of Sacramento, been kind of we haven't had to worry about that so much, even though that I've been watching this thing. And you know, then you had that big one in San Bernardino, and then now this one, where luckily and thankfully, the teachers took it upon themselves after when they heard the shots to shut that school down.
Yes, they did.
And who knows what kind of damage this guy could have done there? So, yeah, but I think it's heading in our direction, and I think we need to be prepared for that.
It is. It hits close to home. The San Bernardino shooting happens to be another subsidiary of the regional centers. My wife happens to work for the local one here in Reading. So that one hit close to home. People in the same line of work, actually, for the same company.
Wow.
And these things that we need to be vigilant. You talk a lot about that on the show.
I talk a lot about vigilance.
And as a business owner, we you know, you just need to be protective of your employees, protective of your surroundings. And, we talk about it at my place of business. We talk about it a lot. And
Well, now, SST Oil, this is your 50th anniversary this year, too.
Yes, it is.
Wow. So you start talking about, you know, we've got some advertisers on our station that have been here, you know, Jack, 79 years. And then you all, I mean, you got you and Lance and a lot of others, just solid businesses, seen a lot of changes. And you're in your business, you all have gone from the gentleman that started the business now to an employee-owned business.
Yes, we have. Yeah, Jim Holt. Started it, well, actually had the company before in 1967. We incorporated in 1967. And on the heels of a very robust timber industry in the North State.
Yeah.
Logging was huge and supported a lot of families. The transition from that timber industry up here to what we are now, which I think we're still defining ourselves, but we are a recreational community.
Mm-hmm.
And the manufacturing, it's trying to come back. We can get something done with Stillwater out there someday.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about
about that one. Yeah. And, so we have been quietly employing people behind the scenes for a long time and continue to do so and support the community 100% in everything that we can do.
Now, I know, what are some of the specifics here? We got 2 minutes to talk about this kind of stuff. Specifics that you all offer out. I know that you've got the fuel heaters and toils and all that you take care of and maintain.
Correct.
But you're big out in the firefighting and all other things, too.
We do. We get called from Cal Fire and the Forest Service from time to time when they need fuel tenders, and we support that robust endeavor. We seem to be having more and more fires. It's become an ongoing big business, if you ask me.
It's going to continue.
There's a lot of people in the outlying areas, and so we offer services there. We offer services on the home heating with mm-hmm. our kerosene heaters. We are a bulk petroleum wholesaler. So anything to do with fuel, fossil fuels, and or biofuels, we handle those things.
And you travel everywhere, right?
We travel everywhere.
Where do you go to? I mean, it's not obviously not just here.
No, we're in five western states. Actually, we have trucks right now in Colorado picking up French fry grease.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to go to a biodiesel refinery in Southern California. So we are on the cutting edge of that. And
which means that your car smells really good when it's driving down the
road.
Oh,
delicious.
I've heard
you get
that.
Behind one of those. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
You'll want to stop somewhere and get some French fries.
That's getting, the alternative, fuels industry is getting to be huge, as you said. So you're out there in five different states.
We are.
I didn't realize that you could advertise on the back of your truck.
We do. You can. Give me a call sometime. We'll put them. That's a rolling billboard right there.
There we go. Put a KCNR up there.
You sure can. Anytime.
Great. Okay, so you've been in the business. You've been around here for a long time.
I have.
What have you seen? And what changes have impacted on you? And I'm talking personally. And, I get personally and professionally, the biggest impacts on you and your business. Because this is a huge business we're talking about. I mean, five different states are hauling fuel everywhere. You can get a CFN card from you that's good in 57,000 different spots.
Yes.
I found the one spot you can't.
You did.
I did. But the lady pushed me. She said, over there they take it. So I ran across the street and used it. So
wonderful.
I found the one spot. The one spot. But the other ones were right there anyway. But professionally and personally, the things you've seen.
Well, professionally, the transition from the timber industry to our recreational retail community has been a major factor for me. Jobs. When we lost a lot of jobs, when the mills started closing down, timber mills, log, paper. Things they've gone by the wayside due to a lot of, if you ask me, political correctness. This started with the spotted owl in the 80s and 90s, and we've lost a lot of this core manufacturing up here, and it had a lot of it to do with the timber industry. So we're transitioning into something different. We have a lot of professionals up here. We have a retirement community. We have doctors and nurses and nursing homes, and we have our beautiful surroundings. We have the lakes and the mountains. So it is a transitional community trying to, if you ask me, find the correct identity from its days of glory past with the timber transitioning into something new. And
you know, that's a good point. And I think that people have said what you said, maybe not succinctly like that, but Redding and Shasta County in Northern California, let's say Shasta County and Redding, Anderson, all these, are really trying to find themselves. I think Anderson's got a pretty good idea where they're heading, and they know where they are on the food chain. I don't think Redding understands that yet.
I don't think they do, to be honest with
and
you.
And I'm not sure how to get them onto the right sheet, except for people like yourself and many of your friends that I think now are starting to go, you know what, if we don't kind of lean into this, then it's going to maybe go in a direction we don't want it to go. And I want to talk about that when we get back from our break. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Hey, you know what? If you're looking for a place there, you can. It's clean. The people in there are extremely professional. All the machines in there are new, great shape. You've got free weights. You've got the only indoor swimming pool in town, indoor saltwater swimming pool, and of course, Boheme Spa. It's all there in one spot. You can't go wrong. If you go down to Wellgate Sports Club, see Rich Novelli. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you down there. Get that free workout. See what it's like down there in a really a great place. Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. We'll be right back with Bill Casparino of SST Oil.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot. It's 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 20th of November. 48 degrees going up to 55 today. It's raining. It's going to start clearing up a little bit after today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. If you're looking for the spot to get a haircut, look no further. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Enjoy the experience of a lifetime. Hey, speaking of an experience of a lifetime, I'm here with Bill Gasparino of SST Oil. 50 years in the business, in the making, and laying connections here for the next 50. Talking about the changes in our community. They've been, you know, you've been, the business has been here 50 years. Of course, you're not. You haven't been here in the business 50 years, obviously. But the things that are happening that, what do you, you know, how it's changing here and the directions. And if we're kind of looking, one of the things you said is we're looking for, you know, it's looking for our identity. Now, we have Stillwater that is nothing. It's got cows out there. Mm-hmm. I know if I knew that, I'd get goats, you know, because goats, you can put more goats out there and clean up all the mess and all that kind of stuff. But what do you do with goats? I mean, I know what you can do with cows. But now Stillwater, the hydrogen guys backed out. The strawberry guys not building. The one that wanted to build, that wasn't the right kind of business out there. So they're down in, what, Red Bluff, 20 acres, building things. So here we are. What's your idea on this?
Well, we, instead of pet projects or the people that are reviewing those, we need to get businesses out there. There seems to be nothing wrong with the businesses that have applied, if you ask me. It's been going on for a long time. You need to get the rent started out there. Let's get people in. Let's get the jobs here. That I've noticed a lot of. We don't have a lot of jobs left up here, so there's a lot of people on the streets. There's a lot of homeless, and there's a lot of residual crime that comes along with that. So, Stillwater, put the businesses out there. Let's get something going. Let's get employers able to hire people.
At one time, they offered free acreage out there if you would just bring a business in there. So I wonder what the city council will look at when the if they okay the sale of marijuana, which I'm going to ask you about that one too. If they if they're going to okay the sale of marijuana, which looks like they probably will, what impact is that going to have on Stillwater? Are people going to be putting businesses out there to take advantage of that law?
I'm sure they will. What's the city going to do with that?
Yeah.
They're going to allow these to go?
What City of Shasta Lake is. They let their whole area, industrial areas, bought out. All these other areas out there are bought out because people are going to be putting stuff up there.
They are. They are going to. Reading, I'm not sure what they're looking at. Are they looking at revenue? Are we looking at stopping the spread of the drug problem that we have in our community? Those are good questions. Wasn't there a greenhouse manufacturer that was going out there?
He was going to go out there, and then they said that wasn't the kind of business we wanted. So now you're going to get, in my opinion, you're going to probably get all types of businesses that aren't necessarily the front line of storing marijuana, though I think warehouses are going to be out there storing marijuana and other stuff. It's going to be bringing in the secondary stuff like making oil or making medicinal stuff, you know, taking THC out or making food, you know, like brownies and candy and all this and having it, you know, it's all metered and all this. But I think that when it gets voted on, I think you're going to see there's going to be certain businesses out in Stillwater. It's just going to be drug related. And let's just make that clear. It is drug related.
It's definitely drug related. What are they going to do? They're going to allow it? Well,
we're right in the middle of one of the biggest opiate crises that we've ever had right here in town or up in the nation. And we're trying to figure out ways that we can sell marijuana to people. I think that, you know, if you're going to sell it and if you're going to be the city fathers who do this and city mothers that do this, then you better be able to stand up and look people in the eye and say, hey, look, I'm doing this because, yeah, you know, and don't use, oh, other people are doing it. Don't use that. Just say, I think this is what we need to do. I think this is going to be a viable industry. I think it's here, and that's why I'm voting for it. Don't say, oh, because Shasta Lake has it, we're just going to lose money to them. That is such.
Sure. Be honest with you. If you need the income, say so.
That's such a child's argument like that. Yeah. Then let's just say it. If we're going to do it, then if you're going to do it, well, we can then control it. Fine. You're going to control it. But you're also going to have all the ancillary projects around it, like how you're going to control it, how you're going to test it, store it, how many shops are going to be able to sell it. I mean, these are all...
Maybe there's a business for us, Carl, somewhere in there. Maybe
I'm thinking about that.
Maybe there is.
You've already got trucks that go all over the United States. Mm-hmm. We just kind of change the some of the things you're carrying.
Sure.
But then you're on, you know, but there's the other questions, because, you know, you look at this and it's, well, if you're on the interstate and you're carrying a couple of tons of marijuana down to Southern California, you know, with SST transport... and
they can advertise on the back of
on
my
the
truck.
Back, you know what? You
here's
know,
another load of oil.
Smoking and joking. Yeah, here's another load of hashish, hash oil.
Cannabis oil.
Is that hazmat?
Good question.
Now, do you have to have a hazmat driver on that where they have to take drug tests? And if they've been smoking marijuana, they can't drive it.
Right. What's it coming to, Carl?
It's you know what? I've gotten to the point where, you know, people say, does that upset you? And I go, no, that doesn't upset me. Does that upset you? No, that doesn't upset me. But there's going to be a certain point when it does. People getting killed for no reason, that upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
People in a church, that upset me more, those people being trapped in that church, being killed, bothered me more than the Las Vegas, then by far. Because I've gone to a lot of small churches in small towns. And to have somebody come in like that. I mean, that I could picture easily. And the Las Vegas one, I mean, it was, you know, it was an act of a madman, which we haven't heard a thing since the shooting about that.
Nothing. Yeah. No.
So, nothing. And then you get into the, you know, where the guy's coming up to a school. And you read about why do people do this, and it goes back to a feeling of powerlessness, and they want to make a statement, and they want to hurt people, and the way they hurt people is by killing children.
Yeah. And they know they'll meet no resistance at these places.
That's the other thing.
That's what has to stop. The mindset has to stop. And we should not be afraid to voice our opinions about these things. Do not comply with the narrative that's being put out there by certain political parties in our country.
It's come to the fact, you know, that going to a theater or a movie, even though that the chances something is going to happen is very, very low, to go into one of those places unarmed without a plan is, to me, silly.
It is silly.
It's because, oh, yeah, nothing's going to happen. I'm just going to be a sheep, and he's just going to come here and pop me like that guy did in that church. Nobody in that church was armed. At least if they were.
Carl, nobody likes it. Nobody wants to be on edge all the time. You don't have to take it so
seriously,
or be afraid of it. We just need to be vigilant. Be aware of your surroundings. You've heard the sheriff. Carl, you guys talk about it a lot on the show. There is really no safe place, but you don't want to hide and tuck yourself away and not have a life. We just need to... To be vigilant, be aware.
Always be in that area.
And enjoy life.
Yeah, where you're going out and you're enjoying, you know, you're people watching, you know, which is what I call it. I'm just people watching. I'm making sure that I see people around me and I walk out to my car. I'm looking around. I'm just alert. I mean, you can do that. I mean, that takes nothing. There's no stress in your life doing that. And you can't stop doing the things you like. You just have to be aware of what's going on. You know, when we talk about jobs, the unemployment rate has dropped to the lowest. Gosh, what, 20 years? I think even Reading's like 4.9. Now, I don't believe those figures. I'll say the same thing. It was like during the Obama years. I don't think that's counting the ones that quit their jobs or quit looking for jobs. I think there's still that big number up there that are still on the dole. So what we're saying is, hey, if you want a job, you can find a job. You know, it may not be a high-paying job and all this, but we still have this transient problem. We still have these people that are off the parks. They're still building their camps, and we still have those people. Like, when was it, Bob? Last Thursday, we walked out, and the guy was laying on the street out there. Was that Thursday?
No, I missed.
Oh, it
that.
Must have been Friday.
It must have been Friday.
He was just laying out. He was just laying two doors down, just laying next to the parking meters. It wasn't like he was even up against the wall. He was just laying there, out.
Man down, huh?
Man down. So, you know, you have that kind of thing here. I'm not sure how you handle that one except to keep vigilant and keep pushing.
I've seen them. I go to work early in the morning, and I come through downtown. I see a lot of it during the summer, during the winter. I've seen these folks laying on the floor, laying on the ground. I often wondered, Bill, what would you do? Should you go there and pick the guy up and tuck him in a doorway? I don't know what I'll be met with if I touch this man or woman that's laying on the ground. You feel a little helpless at times. But, I mean, it's everywhere. And have you seen South City Park lately? They've just taken over down here.
Tents. I saw tents down
there. Tents, Bob. Tents. We have, they're everywhere. It's we just shut down the park, I guess, for the homeless.
Well that's the kind of thing. That's the kind of thing that it's surprising because the police are pushing. The police are pushing now, and out there, because I agree with you. They have the tennis courts. Well, guys are out there sleeping on the tennis courts. Well, it's a nice flat place, but they're there, and I know the police have been pushing people and been going in and all these. Down in L.A., that one place that they raided down there, they moved 150 out of this camp. They found 1,000 bicycles in a room down there, in a room that was camouflaged, had over 1,000 bicycles in it.
They get stolen. Somebody was on your show saying that the bikes from the North State end up in Medford, and the Medford bikes end up down here.
Oh yeah, they get stolen. They get thrown into a truck. Off they go.
They all have bikes. They have bicycles and phones. They're running around homeless with backpacks on. I don't quite understand it.
They have my wallet.
They have your wallet.
They have my wallet. They have my wallet. They can check into a hotel, but they can't check out. Okay, it's 8:45 here on Monday, the 20th of November. It is Thanksgiving week, my favorite. This is my favorite holiday week. It really is. I hope everybody out there is going to have a great one. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Redding. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency, and with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 20th of November, 2017. What's the weather look like for the rest of the week here?
It's going to be off and on rain. We'll see sunny skies for the most part on Wednesday, and then it'll be cloudy, but nothing heavy for the rest of the week. So it looks like good traveling weather.
Good. This is the busiest week of the month here. I hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. I hope that it's everything that you want it to be. With all the things that are going on in the world, there is still an awful lot to be thankful for. I'm here with Bill Casparino, a friend and owner of SST Oil. He and his fellow employees, but they let you take the slings and arrows up front.
yes, they do.
And your
I don't mind your bit.
And the other one who writes the checks, she goes, I said, come on.
That's right. That would be Dana Smith.
Dana is funny. She goes, you know, I was telling her about my lost wallet, and she had a lost wallet story that was hilarious. Because the first place I go down to after is to go down and get my fuel card back from you all, which you all made that one painless, and then my CCW, and then work my way up through the rest of the stuff. When we talk about this, we talk about the season. And we're talking about things we see around here that are just, you know, the transients, the people laying on the streets and all this. And you know what? It'd be nice if you just could wish that stuff away and just say, I just wish everybody could have a home, you know, and be dry and warm and all those things. But it's not going
to
happen.
No, we don't mean to be heartless. I know where you're going with that, Carl, and we're not heartless. But we have a problem. We need to address it. And unfortunately, somebody has to pay the price for it, and it's a lot of these folks out there don't want to be part of society. They choose to be addicted, or the other part of it, there's mental illness out there we need to address. The issue with the mission, that's been ongoing for quite a while. I go by there many times during the day, and one side of it they do good, and the other side I think they do bad. But they have the right to be there. I don't know what we can do about
well,
that.
That's what they're saying about South City Park. As long as you have the mission right there, South City Park is going to be the way it is.
Well, we've lost that. Do we give up the community? Do we give that up? I don't think so.
No.
We have to find that solution to it. And we need to work on that quick, because this community is vibrant. It's worth fighting for. I can't say that over and enough. It's just a wonderful place to live and raise a family. And we do have a lot of people from other areas of California coming up this way, some good, some bad. But we need to stay on this issue of the homeless.
We need to keep addressing this, because there's a lot of people when they come up to move up here. You know, when they, you know, and plus we have this rap where, crime is so bad, blah, 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 blah. Well, crime up here isn't, you get if you leave your car open, chance you're going to get things stolen out of it. That's bad. But on the other hand, you can walk around here and you may feel uneasy, but the number of people, civilians I'm talking about, I'm not talking about intertransient fights here, but the people that, you know, they're going after drugs, but just walking down the street, yeah, you may be accosted, but you're not going to be hit in the head. It hasn't reached that point, and I hope it never does. But so you do have this. But if you look at every city and you talk to people from Portland, Seattle, L.A., Palm Springs, any of these, they all have the same problems.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all of a sudden, it just seemed to start in the last 8 years. So
Imagine that.
Let's go to Coach Bob. Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Good wet morning. Happy Easter week. My God, my mind's the wrong place. I'm already looking to spring. Happy Turkey Week. Hey, quick thing. Last night I had RPD come and run a guy out of making a home in the back of a commercial building I maintained downtown. And the guy had been, I'd run him off a couple of times. And this time he was packing up the stuff and getting ready to leave. And I said, hey, you know, let me get a quick picture of you with my phone. He says, I'll give you a picture. He turns around and moons me. And I got a picture of that. I should send it to you.
No, but I'll
spare you. Maybe believe me,
Facebook
I will spare
it.
You.
Facebook it.
Things seen what cannot be unseen.
Facebook it. Just Facebook it. Yeah, I'm trying to get this guy out. I say, I want to take your photo. And so he posed for me. Oh, yeah.
Well, but I got to tell you, though, he was arrogant. He was defiant. He wasn't aggressive. He was just defiant. He said, the cops aren't going to arrest me. They'll cite and release. And after the cop left, he said, I told you they wouldn't arrest me. And that was his attitude.
Well, it is.
Oh.
It is, of course.
What are you going to do about it?
That guy or girls that broke into my truck, no, nothing's going to happen. If I had caught them and put them on the ground with a shotgun pointing at them and brought the police there, the only thing that would have happened is they would have had a ticket because it was less than $968.
Yep.
They would have given, and I said, that's it?
Yep.
That's it. That's it.
Yep,
and by the way, you shouldn't point a gun at people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, what are you supposed to do if you don't point them at people? Anyway,
yeah, well.
Clean up the highways. Anyway, that's just a joke.
No, I understand that. No, I know what you mean. But see, this is the kind of thing that happens. It's just defiance. They don't care. You can tell them, get off my property, and they just look at you.
I've had the same thing happen on my personal property. On my home, I've had people camping back there over the years. Then we'd run them out, and they would come back, and then I would confront them. I have squatter's rights. I looked at them and said, no, you don't have squatter's rights. You get off my private property. You don't have squatter's rights. And they come up with these obscure laws that they're rattling off, and I said, no, you don't. This is my private property.
Yeah.
You have no rights, so you can't run them out.
Jailhouse lawyers, we used to call them. Yeah, you listen to that guy. You listen to that other Marine. He's in the brig with you. Yeah, he's got some good ideas.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Backyard lawyers, just what we need. Yeah, they can all quote the Constitution when they think it applies to them. I know. Yeah. Hey, have a good gobble gobble, gobble till you wobble, all of that stuff. So, thank you.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Coach Bob. Well, yeah. Okay, let's end this one on a little bit higher note than that. First of all, let's just say this to people. If you got people breaking into your car, don't shoot them. Don't shoot them because there's nothing worth, you know, is there anything worth in your car taking a life? Plus the fact is you're the one that ends up paying for it.
That's correct.
Trust me, you're going to be one of them. So, okay, things that we can be thankful about. Okay, let's just do this quickly. How about living in a nation that's free?
Liberty. And justice for all. And a free America is a fantastic America, and it's something very much worth fighting for every day.
How about being able to drink water anywhere in this country?
I like that.
Go to a place in Detroit, Michigan, turn on the water, and you can drink it.
Caller, we're really tight on time, but basically the upshot of the call was, stop providing so much services.
Yeah.
Don't feed the bears.
Well, that's the other thing. You know what? This read in the game wardens up in Montana. Here's what they said. A fed bear is a dead bear because it will lose its fear. It comes out. There's no restrictions on it. And eventually they're going to cross the line with the people.
No, but now you're dehumanizing it. I'm sorry. If somebody just turns around and flashes,
okay, that is not going in with the things that we're thankful for there, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we said drinking water anywhere you go to.
Anywhere.
Free speech.
I like that.
It's a beautiful thing. That's why I'm here.
Freedom of assembly.
Freedom of assembly.
Where we can get together and we can talk. And you know what? And we can argue about it, but the Second Amendment gives you a right that no other country has to be able to bear arms.
You can go from here to Maine without having to show your papers.
How about that? You can go clear across this country. You know what? You can travel freely. You can, you know what? You are limited only by your imagination.
Imagine that.
How about that?
Isn't that a great thing?
Being able to, if you work hard and you listen to a person like Pius DeNuca coming to this country, and he's a doctor, but still he has built what he's done, and the other people have come. The man that founded SSTOL,
Jim Holt.
Jim Holt started and now has a company that runs in so many different states, has done so much for so many people. And you look at this. We're a country that we're strong enough to help people that are destitute. We have our arguments. We fight among ourselves. If there's one thing that I would be wish for, and you started it today, was for us to be able to converse and get together politically so that we could, you know, in agreement, whether we don't agree with each other, but with friendship. And friendship for all, that we can move forward with this.
I agree, Carl. Yep, I agree 100%. Let's talk. Let's be civil with each other. And from the transportation point of view, which that's the business I am in, everybody please be safe in your travels this holiday weekend, this holiday week. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for having me on once again. Be safe out there, everyone. And be nice to your neighbor. Be nice to the person next to you in that car. Don't flip them off. Don't get in a fight. Go have some fun this Thanksgiving. And once again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there in the audience.
Yeah, and that's a great ending. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It is.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he intends to declare North Korea a state sponsor of terror. The president says the designation will impose further penalties on the country. He called it a long overdue step and part of the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against the North. The move returns North Korea to the list of countries the U.S. views as state sponsors of terrorism for the first time since 2008. The regime of Kim Jong-un now joins the likes of Iran, Sudan, and Syria on that list. The White House now says it's willing to remove the Obamacare provision from the Senate tax legislation. Here's correspondent